नाम श्रेष्ठम मनुमपि सचिपुत्रमत्र स्वरूपम रूपम तस्याग्रजवरिम पुरिम माथुरिम गोष्ठवा राधा कुंडम गिरिवरमहो राधिका माधवासाम प्राप्तो जस्य प्रतित कृपया श्री गुरु तं नतोस्मि वंशा कल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपा सिंधुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महावदन्याय कृष्ण प्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्ण चैतन्य नामने गौर गुरवे गौरचंद्राय राधिकाय तदालय कृष्णाय कृष्ण भक्ताय तदभक्ताय यं प्राप्यजन्तमनुपेतमपेतकृत्यं द्वैपायनो विरहकातरया जुहाव पुत्रेति तन्मयतया तर्वोऽभिनेदो तं सर्वभूतहृदयं मुनिमानतोऽस्मि तवैवास्मि तवैवास्मि न जीवामि त्वया विना इति विज्ञाय राधे तं नयमाम चरणान्तिके भक्त्या विहीनाय अपराधलक्ष्मी चित्त्वाश्च कामादितरङ्गमध्ये कृपामयीं त्वां शरणं प्रपन्ना विन्दे नमस्ते चरणा So much thanks to you that subject is so high and deep, but even you are hearing. So you are qualified to have the mercy of Krishna. If subject is so high, even you should try to listen, or something will come. Yesterday we discussed about Advaita Gyan Paratattva. And Sriman Padmanabh Maharaj expressed very beautifully all these things. But even so many devotees want to clarify more something. So, Sriman Sundar Gopal Prabhu will tell something about Advaita Gyan Paratattva.
वंशाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्य एव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो First of all, I offer my unlimited obeisances at the lotus feet of my spiritual master. Om Vishnu Pada Shtitarashata Shri Srimad Shri Bhakti Vedanta Narayana Swami Maharaj. I also offer my humble obeisances to all the senior Vaishnavas and all the assembled guests. People have many ideas about the nature of reality in this world. Some people say there's no absolute truth. Everything is relative. Others say, there is an absolute truth, but that absolute truth is not a person, not conscious. For instance, the scientists today, they believe the only absolute truth are the laws of nature, such as the law of gravity, which can be expressed in mathematics. Others, they accept that the absolute truth is a person, but they think that there are many supreme personalities, and all are equal. In this way, generally, confusion reigns. Most people, they don't have the answer to this question, and nor do they wish to find out about it, because it simply interferes with their sense enjoyment. But what do the Vedas, what does Srimad Bhagavatam say? Vadanti tat tattva vidas, tattvam yajjnanam advayam, brahmeti paramatmeti bhagavan iti shabdyate. Here, it is stated very clearly that there is an absolute truth, paratattva. That tattva refers to paratattva. And jnana, that absolute truth, is conscious. So, by force, that absolute truth must be a person. Also, that paratattva is advaya. Advaya means non-plural. Sometimes we say non-dual, which means not two. But this absolute truth is also not three. It's not four. It's not 100. It's one all-embracing unit that covers all of existence. And therefore, it is called advaya. What exactly does that mean? It means that everything that you see, everything that exists in this world, in other universes, in the spiritual kingdom, nothing exists separately or independently of the Supreme Lord. Everything is indeed a part of the Supreme Lord, and fully and always under His control. Now, some questions may come up in your mind. Shivajiva Goswami, in Tattva Sandarbha and Sri Bhagavat Sandarbha, considers three possible objections that someone might bring up. And perhaps these questions have come in our minds too at some point. They're called Svagat Bhed, Svajatiya Bhed, and Vijatiya Bhed. The Sanskrit terms are not so important. What's important is the idea behind them. The first, Svagat Bhed. We know that Sri Krishna is the absolute truth. And that he is a person and has a form. But as soon as you say that someone has a form, we may think that it will bring in some problem. For instance, we have forms. If I'm caught in an accident and my arm is cut off, that arm is no longer part of me. Or perhaps that's a part of me and I am still here. You immediately have more than one single unit. This question comes up because whatever we know about the nature of form, we know from our material experience. The form that we know is the form of this material world. For instance, the form that we have now, it may be youthful now, or we may be in middle age. At some point in the future, old age will arrive. They say that every 12 years, every single cell within our body has been changed. And so here you see change. You see plurality. Also because the form that we have is made of flesh, blood and bones. It is not us. There's a difference between our true identity and the form that we see if we look in the mirror. So in this way, when you look at forms in this material world, you see many kinds of differences. So someone may think that maybe Bhagavan's form also has these various kinds of differences. But Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī answers this question and shows that this doubt has no foundation. Sri Krishna's form, unlike our form, is made of sat, eternal existence, chit, consciousness, and ananda, spiritual joy. In Gopal Tattani Upanishad, it is stated, Om Sachidananda Rupaya Krishnaya. Because Krishna's form is, by its very nature, different to ours, being spiritual, Krishna can perform the function of any sense with any other sense. In Sri Brahma Samhita, Sri Brahma states, Angani yasya sakalendriya vritti manti, pashyanti panti kalayanti chiranjaganti, ananda chinmaya sad ujvala prema vigrahasya govinda madhi purusham kamakam. Any sense Krishna can use to perform any other function. There's also another way that you can look at this. If you go into a candy store, you can buy sometimes like little figurines made of sugar candy or of chocolate. Now if you look at one of these figurines, it has form, it has shape, but all the way through, it's made of one material, which is sugar. So Krishna too, it is stated that he is raso vaisaha, made of rasa, the embodiment of sweetness. He has form, he has qualities, but all are made of condensed sweetness. So in this way, this problem of duality or plurality doesn't actually come. The second objection that someone may have, it runs as follows. We know from Srimad Bhagavatam, Ete Chansa Kalapunsa Krishna Stu Bhagavan Swayam, that Sri Krishna in Braj is the Supreme Personality of Godhead. But we will also observe that there are many incarnations and manifestations of Krishna, such as Sri Nisringadev, Matsya, Varaha, and others. So, here you see many. So how can the Absolute Truth be one if he has manifested himself into many? This is the second objection. And Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī also explains that this objection has no foundation. He gives the analogy of the moon. At various times in the lunar fortnight, the moon will appear differently. Sometimes as a very thin crescent, and then it grows, it waxes, and it becomes a full moon, and then it wanes once again. So the moon appears differently on different days, but we all know that the moon is one. It remains the same moon. So also, Sri Krishna in Braj is the very epitome of Godhead. He has all the qualities of Bhagavan to their very highest extent. And at certain times, to manifest certain pastimes, Sri Krishna will manifest as a particular incarnation and demonstrate or manifest one or more specialities. But when Krishna appears in his full splendor as the Absolute Truth, this is Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna, Sri Krishna in Braj. So in this way, all the incarnations actually exist simultaneously within Sri Krishna in Braj. And so you do not have this plurality. The Absolute Truth is one. In simple language, this is sometimes expressed as God is one without a second. Now the final objection that Śrīla Jīva Gosvāmī considers is called Vijatiya Veda.
What's the second one called?
Swajatiya Ved.
Swajatiya.
So Swagat Ved, Swajatiya Ved, and the third one, Vijatiya Ved. If we look around ourselves, we see so many things. We see so many objects in this material world. We see the innumerable jivas, or living entities, which inhabit the various species of life in this world. Now, what are all of these things? Are they, how can they be God? Surely this shows that God is in one place, and then there are so many other things. But Srila Jiva Goswami answers this doubt. The first point to consider is that everything in this world emanates or originates from Swayam Bhagavan Sri Krishna. The second point to consider is that nothing in this world conflicts with anything else. Srila Jiva Goswami states that if two things come from the same source, and their functions don't conflict with each other, then they may be regarded as one. In this world, sometimes it appears as if things conflict, but actually, everything moves exactly according to the will of the Supreme Lord. This idea that things conflict only comes about in our minds because they conflict with our attempts to enjoy this world. But as far as Krishna's wishes go, nothing ever conflicts with that. Everything remains fully under Krishna's control. Imagine if beads of sweat came from your body, say your arm. In our case, they would just drop to the ground and they would no longer be part of us. But if you were so powerful that when a bead of sweat came from your brow or your arm, you could make it go in a direction, expand, contract, return, and enter again into your pore. You would have full control of that emanation. And that emanation could be regarded as no different from you. This is exactly the nature of the Supreme Lord. As Karna Dakshali Vishnu, from the pores of his skin, innumerable, countless universes emanate, like pearls of sweat. They expand, they stay for some time, and then again, they shrink and return back into the pores of his lotus body. So in this way, we can see that everything is fully under Krishna's control and operates according to his sweet will. Now, someone may wonder, why is it that we need to know this? Once Srila Gurudev explained that any person who will actually realize Advaya Gyan Paratattva will immediately be liberated from this world. Because if you can actually realize and understand that everything belongs to the Supreme Lord, nothing exists separately from Him, you'll have no inclination to try to enjoy anything separately from Him. At once, you'll develop detachment from material existence. And your bhakti, the path of bhakti is clear for you, so you can make advancement in Krishna consciousness. Vansha Kota for this.
Now you should come to me. We are explaining first Mangalacharan slok. We have explained Janma Darsya, Anvay Vitirek, Artheshu Abhigraha. All we have explained. Now, Abhigraha Itarthascha Artheshu Abhigraha. Krishna Supreme Lord, He knows how this world is created better than any jeev. Any jeev, He may be liberated, but He cannot create world. Krishna Mallika. How? Swarat. Swarat means fully independent. Now what?
Independent. Swarat.
Swarat. He is always born in him. You know, his name is Atmaram also. What is the meaning of Atmaram? Radhika is the Atma soul of Krishna. So he is always what doing? So he is always playing with Radhika. Otherwise he is not Atmaram. Don't think that Atmaram, oh Mayabadi Atmaram, Brahma Atmaram. Krishna is telling that if I am Atmaram, then why I call you in flute? So I have so many desires. So he called all the gopis and Radhika. So Krishna is telling that I am not Atmaram. Not Atma Kam even. Kam means?
Desire.
Oh, my whole desire is Radhika. You should know one thing. Krishna at the for tattva. Krishna is Supreme Lord. He is Supreme Tattva, Advaita Gyan Paratattva. He is becoming millions of gopis, millions of Krishna among each gopis, playing with them. And sometimes he becomes disappear from Ras Leela. And then what becomes? All gopis began to weep, cry, and he became so cruel. They are searching him here and there, and they cannot find. At least they returned back to the Jamnapuli, and began to cry with sangeet, with melody. Jayati te dhikam janmana braja srayati indira swasvadatrahi. Oh. And that, after some time, Krishna could not check himself. And he came in the form of Manmath Manmatha. So all gopis crying for him. Radhika also. He took Radhika with him on his shoulders, on his lap, sometimes skipping, decorating everything. And in this last, he left Radhika crying. Srimati Radhika was crying and he became faint. So Krishna is Paratattva, but he is controlled by Radhika's man. So here, Purna Shakti Parishevit. Who is Purna Shakti? Radhika. Antaranga Shakti, Jogmaya Shakti, or any Shakti. Only comes from Srimati Radhika, manifested like also many forms. So when Radhika is in Krishna, Krishna is Purnakam. And he is Swarup Shakti also. And that is why he is Purna. He is Swarat. He can do anything like he. So he is transcendental.
Independent.
Swarat. He is independent. Because Swarup Shakti is him. But I think that he is controlled by Swarup Shakti. He is Swarat even, but controlled by here, Swarup Shakti. Then, Tene Brahmarida Jayad Kabai. General meaning is that Tene Brahma Hridaya. He gives the knowledge in the heart of Brahma. All kinds of knowledge. Who is Krishna? How he is? How he does everything? How he is Swarup Shakti, Maya Shakti, everything. But here, it meaning may be that Tene Brahma Hridaya. Oh, Adikabe, who is Vyasadev or especially Sukhdev Goswami, and in the heart, what he tene, what he inspired, manifested. Oh, Sabda Brahma. What was that? Love of Radhika. And that is why Sukhdev Goswami became Rashi and he has written everything in Srimad Bhagavatam. So Tene Brahma Hridaya Adkave, who Adkave? This Sukhdev Goswami. And what Tene? Not Srishti Vishaya.
Creation
about. Nothing. What? More than that. So, Tene Brahmana Daja Adkabe, Adkabe is here. Sukadeva Goswami. What he? Oh, it is very Durbodhyato. Oh, Tattvabhid Bhakti also.
Very hard to understand.
Hard to understand. Difficult to understand.
Even demigods and others, they cannot understand. What is that? Generally, what Brahma does? He tene Vedas. All transcendental knowledge. But what is transcendental knowledge? Knowledge is transferred into bhav. And then bhav becomes snehman, pranay, rag, anurag, bhav, mahabhav, rood, adi, rood, madan, mohan. So, in Adakave, in the heart of Sukadeva Goswami, he tene that bhav, that he can explain all these things. The mood of Radhika. And that is why he has explained in Srimad Bhagavatam that Krishna cannot know also all these things. Napareham nirvadya sanyuja. Now, tejo barimridam jatha binimo jatrasti sargo amrisha. General meaning is that this world, Chid world, Jeev Jagat, sometimes they are Nashwar.
Perishable.
But they are seen like truth. This world is what?
Perishable.
Not
not permanent.
Not permanent. Vishi. Anyone has not in this immortal. Only Krishna and his associates are immortal. So, he is telling that you should understand the srishti.
Creation
is of three kinds. Chit sarga. Chit sarga means Golok Vrindavan Vaikunthau. Chit sarga. Jiva sarga. Jiv. So many souls. And jada sarga. This creation of this world. Now he is giving some example. Chit sarga. In this world, chit sarga is like fire. How? Fire here. We can see when we will
rub two sticks together.
Rub or give a stone on a stone. It will come. So chit sarga, that is that transcendental pastimes of Krishna. In this world come by sadhana. Especially for whom? To vinodanarthaya. To please his devotees. He comes. How this transcendental Vrindavan Golok Leela came here? By the wish of Krishna. That by hearing all the pastimes, all will have some interest, taste. And if they will hear all pastimes, gradually they will have Guru and then practice Bhakti Yoga and they will be liberated and go to Vrindavan. This is only process. Especially to please the devotees, Krishna comes. Vinodaya. So, by practice of Bhakti Yoga, we can have the darshan of Chillila, that is Krishna and his pastimes. Otherwise, no. But what is fire? What is fire? I have perhaps explained. What you see, it is not fire. Flame is not fire. If woods will go away, then no flame. And it seems that fire is not there, but fire is there. Everywhere, in this, everywhere fire. So Krishna is everywhere. Still in Vrindavan, in Mahaprabhu, pastime, Navadvi, in Puri, everywhere, Ayodhya. Oh, Krishna is there. But by practice, we can see. He associates also. They are very powerful, transcendental. If you pray, at once they can come. So, fire is everywhere, but by gharshan, by rubbing, it comes out and we can see. So all the chit srishti.
The transcendental creation.
Transcendental creation is like that. Everything. It comes down, manifests in this world by the sweet desire of Krishna. And when he wants, he goes. and goes in very wonderful way. Krishna came in wonderful way, two places at a time, in Gokul and Mathura. And at the time of when Narad told that your time is finished, now you should go to Golok Vrindavan. And he, what did? Miracle. All his Parikas of Dwarka or Jadubansi began to fight each other. And with Sarkanda, a kind of cross, it became like Vajra.
Thunderbolt.
And they fought each other and they all finished. Baldev Prabhu, from here, a serpent came, white, very weak. And he also went. And in the meantime, a hunter came. And he suited in the feet of Krishna, thinking that it is a deer. And then what Krishna did? Like this. And he went in the Golok Vrindavan. All demigods were praying. And he went. How it became? That all the Jadvansis fought together and Krishna left his body and he suited and he was toy. And they did his funeral ceremony also. In Mahabharata it is written, not in Srimad Bhagavatam. Only to?
For the atheistic persons.
To general people, to cheat.
Cheat.
That Krishna was like us. Vishwanath Chakravarti Thakur has told, once, in the council of a king, two beautiful magician came, very beautiful young, and his two sons, very beautiful, very strong, age about 12, both. They came and told king, "Oh king, I want to show you some our magic." And then quickly they made a rope hanging on the two bamboos, and quickly the lady, young lady, taking so many pots and taking a bamboo stick, she climbed on that and began to dance at the balance of that bamboo. All were clapping, very happy. Especially queen became very happy. And when she came down, oh, the king, oh, very beautiful Naulakkahar. Necklace of $9 lakhs. She gave him the neck of his wife. She became very happy. And in the meantime, two sons were quarreling to take that necklace. They were fighting. And the mother took it out and gave him the middle. And they were quarreling. But they were not less than anyone together.
Equal in strength.
Then one took sword from his side and did like this and at once cut at his brother And also, in the same time, our second also took sword, and both at a time
cut off their heads.
Oh, all were lamenting. What became? In the meantime, mother came, oh, my two sons have gone. What to do? And she took their sword. And then father came, oh, my two sons and my wife has gone. How to? And he also cut his head. And all became sorry, worry, and lamenting. Anyhow, his dead bodies were
removed.
And in the meantime, in the night, queen was very lamenting. Four has been dead for my only necklace. Why I did? And then, in the morning, very morning, they were lamenting. In the meantime, a letter came. O king, we are not dead. First, what my wife showed you, plate, and you give some
presentation.
But what we did in the last, you could not pay anything for that. And if you have no trust, you can come and see me. See us, we are four alive. Hearing this, they became very happy, and with their counsels, they went to their houses. And they saw that, magician and his wife and two children, all with garlands, and they were receiving king and queen. What is this? If a magician can do this, no? Magician can do also those. So why Krishna cannot do all these things? To cheat others, those who have no bhakti at all. So, some rest. Krishna Das. By the wish of Krishna, it descends, and by the wish of Krishna, it disappears. About Jiva Sarga, or somewhat, example is water. It is too cold, then it becomes ice. And if some heat, then it becomes water. It becomes water, liquid. So, Krishna is sun, Chit Surya. We are part and parcels of that Krishna. Always servant, having the relation Prabhu and Dosh. But by Bahirmukhata,
turning away from Krishna.
Turning away
from Krishna.
Forgetting Krishna. This is okay. Oh, they come to this world and think that this body is myself. I am this body, and mine, all are mine. And then, being superior than Maya, they are involved, entangled in Maya. This asakti, attachment is the root of all evil. But it comes by the wish of Krishna. So, again by sadhan bhajan, by taking initiation in proper guru, qualified, rasik tattagya, doing sadhan bhajan, adav saddha, tata sadhut sanga, atha anarthan vritti, syat tato nishtha, ruchi, asakti, bhav. Then we can again serve Krishna. You should know that you are all refugee in this world. All we are. Why you become refugee? Because we wish that I should be served, I should not serve Supreme Lord. So Maya binded them and threw out so far away in this world. So, you should give your whole energy in this lifetime to do sadhana bhajan in the guidance of a guru. Don't give your a part of your energy to anything. Now, jar sarga. This creation, world is creation. What creation or body and what we see? Not soul and super soul. In this body they are, but not created by Maya. So, he has given some example, like earth. Earth, from earth we can make so many pots. So many pots. Some is what? Ghata, some other things. And also, from earth, gold comes out. It is also a vikriti of earth. And from gold, you will make necklace, kundal, then it will not be called gold. But it will be gold.
Necklace.
And if earth is jar, then it will not be called earth, it will be called ghata. But really it is all from earth. So, what you see in this world, it has come from where? By the achintya shakti of Krishna, from the chaya shakti. Shaktis are not 2, 3, 4. When Sarup Shakti, he is in Chit Jagat and he is helping Krishna and devotee, then it is Swarup Shakti, Chit Shakti, Ladini Shakti. And when he plays the part of Jiva Shakti, then he is Jiva Shakti. And then he part the play of creation of this world, then see that Maya is called. Actually, Maya is one. Krishna is one and his power is one. Only due to the fact, functions. Oh, this Shakti is called. Especially in this world, we know only Maya. But actually, Swarup Shakti is Maya. Maya means power. But we know that this Maya. So when we tell Maya, oh, we think that, oh, this Maya. But actually this is not fair. So, among them, Chit Sarga, Jiva Sarga, and Maya Sarga. Sometimes, Chit Sarga is always true. Jiva Shakti is always true. But comes when, like Baddha Jiva, it seems like Vinashva. And Jada Sarga is Vinashvara. But sometimes they think, we think that this is true. We are true, our body is true, my relations are true, oh, whole world is true. This is why? This is to Maya. So try to give up this Maya. By the power of Krishna serving Guru and Gauranga. Guru will save you for this. He is telling, oh, I am very merciful, Krishna. No? Though I am always with Shakti, not different. But sometimes what doing? Oh, Ichit Dham. Golok Vrindavan and also Prakat Vrindavan, Bhaum Vrindavan. Oh, he is different from his Shaktis, like Radha, Lalita, Vishakha, Rupmanjari and all. And Krishna seems to be, and all are serving Krishna. But really, all are in Krishna. He is Shaktima. But they are in Dham, always in two in Krishna and all Parikars. All are serving. Even Baldev Prabhu is serving. Nand Baba, Gargacharya, all are serving. All Shaktis are serving. But also you should know that he is servant of anyone. They are also. And who servant? Or Radhika. But Krishna is Supreme Lord. So, this Purna Shaktiman, Krishna, we bow down to Krishna. This is Param Shakti. So, how we will do? By Kirtan, Shravan, Kirtan, Smarana, Bandhan and all other things. Krishna has given this human body only to serve him and to practice bhakti yoga. And if you are not doing, then you are Atmahan.
Killer of the soul.
Killer of the soul. Like hunter. So don't give your energy to another things. Try to practice bhakti yoga. Whether living in grihastha or sannyas. Gaur Premanandi. You should speak and he. You should speak something. You should know that to preach our whole world, the books should be distributed. Like Swamiji Maharaj published so many books, translated all books. Authority. And his disciples are distributing the books everywhere. I want the same process that he adopted. We have published so many books and we are going to publish more new Ujjvalin Mani, Bhakti Rasami Sindhu, Brihad Bhagavatam Kirtan, and so many books. Very soon they will come. Also, Gita Govinda, very soon it will come. So, I want that. They should not be in cold storage. They should be distributed everywhere. So, we have some plan. And that plan, Radhakant Prabhu is telling, and after that, Vishwambhar will tell.
Kandava Pranam to all the Vaishnavas and Vaishnavis and guests here. I have two very auspicious announcements to make. One is that Sugardev is the champion of Braj Mandal Parikram and Navadi Parikram for many, many years. And following in the footsteps of his Gurudev and Srila Bhakti Siddhanta Saraswati Thakur, he's continuing to host the international community in Navadvip Dham this year for Gaur Purnima.
Yes.
So he's inviting everyone to come. There is a new project there. Gurudev has propagated this Sankirtan, this parikram for many years in different facilities. And now he has also created a new, larger facility just on the bank of the Ganga in Navadvip town. And we're building a very beautiful temple there, just like our Govardhan project. Some of you may have seen this year at Parthi. There will also be a very beautiful mandir there, with a large hall for Harikatha, Prasadam for over 5,000 pilgrims in Navadvip. Oh. It is a much bigger parikram than Braj Mandal Parikram. Some of you have been there. Many, many thousands of Bengalis come, and hundreds, if not thousands, of Westerners also come. So this year the parikram will be situated in the new land. There will be some temporary facilities there. And we have some information on the back table also about this project. the building of the temple, there'll be a goshala, there'll be gardens, there'll be prasadam hall, there'll be many, many facilities. And Gurudev is outpouring his heart to make this a wonderful, wonderful facility, especially for the Westerners, especially for all the devotees all over the world who are coming to Navadvip. He wants to have a very nice facility there for all of us.
By one, better. This should help me to serve Gaurang, Gaudham and Sri Chaitanya Mahaprabhu Sachinandan Gaur. Among you, there are so many, some wealthy persons also. Not wealthy, even you have heart. You can help me. If little, little amount, then even it will be very, very big help for me. And some response are coming, some donations are also coming. And very soon, after Navadvip Parikrama, we will start the constructions of Navadvip. Very good temple, big hall, lecture hall,
like
Govardhan, a charitable dispensary, some children's school, and other benefit for the general people will be done there, and also especially for devotees. We can do something also there for old age persons and ladies. We have thought and so many things. So I think that you must help us. Oh, not help us, but help you. That your money will be given to Krishna and you will be very fortunate.
If anyone does want to help this very important project of Gurudev, we have a non-profit organization here in the United States. You can receive a tax certificate, a receipt, so you can write it off on your taxes, and it would be very, very helpful. So please help us through the desk.
What about books?
The second part is we have a new, easier, improved program for making it quite easy for devotees to distribute books. And we've done different programs in the past trying to encourage devotees. Srila Gurudev works very hard, very, very hard in writing and translating and working on these books, and so many wonderful books are coming out. So in order to, for us, if we want to help our Gurudev, if we want to help in his literary preaching work and distribution of books, we have a very nice program. Vishwa Markov is going to explain the new program that you can all take advantage of here at the book table. Hare Krishna.
As Gurudev said, he doesn't want his books in cold storage.
Mic up, Mike.
As Gurudev, Srila Gurudev said, he doesn't want his books in cold storage, so the dam is broken. We're opening up the warehouse for everybody to distribute books. It's easier than ever to become a book distributor now. We have a new program where for a minimum order of $100, everybody can get Gurudev's books at print cost. Print cost. So Gurudev is taking care of all, is subsidizing all publishing overhead. So he wants to flood the world with the books by Guru Varga, by Bhaktivinoda Thakur, by Jiva Goswami, by Rupa Goswami, all the books. He wants to flood the world. So, we are also offering a gift for all the distributors that sign up today that want to enroll throughout the whole festival. A gift of the new painting for Gita Govinda. So for those that want to participate and help Gurudev and distribute his books all around the world, please come to the table back there. So minimum order of $100. Also, we have a special deal where if you want to get the whole collection of Gurudev's books, 22 titles, 108 books total, at print cost, only for $131 also. You can just come in the back table. There's more information back there. Also, if you participate in book distribution. And if you just want to have a few books, then you could also get the books at retail back there. And 50% of all proceeds from the book distribution at the festival will go to the nominating project. So.
Thank you.
Welcome, Monday.